Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The T-Biz Podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea nourishes and inspires. It is an ancient plant-based medicine that heals and energizes the body while soothes the mind. Transforming the leaf requires a fusion of artistry, craftsmanship, and commerce. The tea trade is fundamentally local, yet exerts a global influence, generating $260 billion in sales and employing millions. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. U.S. tariffs crush and tear global tea producers. India is singled out for 50% duties. Lipton Tea and Infusions introduces tea concentrates and fruit infusions. And authentic tea surge in the alcohol RTD tea segment. Plus, the Tea Studio. Known for blending traditional craftsmanship with modern innovation, Indy Gurinder Kahana, managing director at T&T's, co-founded the Tea Studio to make a wide variety of teas on demand. This specialty manufacturing facility produces artisanal small-batch teas, including India's first compressed teas modeled on Chinese pu'er. The Tea Studio's commercial success and award-winning teas over the past 7 years reflect both Indy's and his daughter Muskan's passion for quality and a dedication to expanding India's presence in the global specialty tea market. With nearly 50 years in tea, Indy's journey is as rich and nuanced as the leaves he selects, a perfect metaphor for the conversation that follows. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What happens when businesses along the tea supply chain get together and support women and children in tea communities? The Mother and Child-Friendly Seal for Responsible Business is creating long-term positive impacts, making your cup of Ceylon tea all the sweeter. Learn more at srilanka-motherandchildseal.org.
The latest rounds of tariffs imposes harsh penalties on traditional tea suppliers, especially targeting Indian exports, which face a 50% barrier that is nearly insurmountable when trading tea. Hoping to secure favorable rates after months of negotiations, India was instead singled out for a 25% increase on top of the proposed 25% reciprocal rate announced in April. The penalty, which U.S. President Donald Trump called secondary sanctions, was imposed to pressure India into stopping its oil purchases from Russia, a tactic India described as, quote, unfair, unjustified, and unreasonable, end quote. The new tariffs, effective August 7th, apply to imports from more than 90 countries, raising the overall average U.S. tariff rate to its highest level in nearly a century. Tea trading partners, except China, were not explicitly penalized for tea. They are paying higher duties because they are among the countries with the largest trade imbalances. Laos and Myanmar face duties of 40%. Switzerland, home to Nestle, a major tea exporter, will pay 39%. Rates for Canada, a key exporter to the U.S., have been raised to 35%. Taiwan exporters will pay 20%, as will Vietnam and Sri Lanka. Malaysia and Indonesia's tea exporters will pay 19%. German and other EU tea exporters, South Korea, and Japanese suppliers will pay 15% duties. The UAE and many African tea suppliers will pay 10%, much lower than India, typically the world's second or third largest black tea exporter. High tariffs on Mexico were paused for another 90 days as negotiations continue. Meanwhile, this week, China and the U.S., facing an August 12th deadline, are expected to extend a 90-day tariff pause. The tariff on Chinese origin goods was raised to 145% in April and then temporarily reduced to 30% while negotiations continue. Tea exporters pay 61.5%. Business Insight. In May and June, the U.S. government added $1.9 billion in taxes on food, including tea, coffee, and fruit. The average tariff on food products rose to 7% during this period. Coffee and tea tariffs totaled $245.5 million, approximately $125 million per month, likely causing tea vendors and consumers to pay an additional $40 million per month, or about $10 million a day, to import tea due to tariffs. Responding to consumer demand for affordable ready-made tea, Lipton Tea and Infusions has introduced a line of three tea concentrates in aseptic packaging. The 32-fluid-ounce concentrate, brewed from real leaves, makes 64 fluid ounces of tea. Flavors include two black teas and green tea with lemonade. Serving recommendations suggest diluting half and half with cold water, sparkling water, or seltzer. Recipes popularized in a TikTok campaign include fruit juice fusions and customized mixes. Elisa Geller, Lipton brand director, says, quote, "Lipton tea concentrates offer a new take on the fresh brewed iced tea experience without the need to prep and with the freedom to customize every sip," end quote. The company writes that the new line was designed with convenience in mind. Quote, "These concentrates deliver bold flavor in every pour, making them ideal for delicious hydration, mealtime pairings, or spontaneous get-togethers," end quote. The concentrates are available exclusively at Walmart, where it is priced at $4.47 per carton, or about 56 cents per 8-fluid-ounce serving. Lipton also announced national distribution of four new herbal infusions, quote, "crafted to bring comfort and calm to your daily routine." Flavors include golden chamomile, peach paradise, smooth mint, and lemon ginger refresh. Alex White, research and innovation director of the Americas at Lipton Teas and Infusions, observes that, quote, "many customers are open to herbal teas but turned off by overly earthy or medicinal notes. That's why Lipton's fruit and herbal innovation puts flavor first, with bright, balanced blends that are refreshing, hotter iced, crafted for repeat enjoyment without the intensity of traditional herbals. All are caffeine-free." In a press release, Lipton explained the new lines are designed to connect with younger consumers who are forming lasting tea rituals and seeking brands that align with their evolving taste and wellness lifestyles. The new lineup delivers premium flavor at an everyday-friendly price, said Lipton. Surfside Tea founders Clement Pappas and Matt Quigley were profiled in Forbes magazine this week as founders of the fastest-growing alcohol brand in America. In July, Surfside Tea topped 5 million cases and may exceed 12 million cases before year-end. During the first half of 2025, Surfside's revenue in the highly competitive canned cocktail category grew by $70 million and could exceed $300 million. Food Dive reports two flavors of Twisted Tea Extreme, owned by Boston Beer, were the second and third fastest growing FMB products by volume. Boston Beer reported sales of $588 million in July, up 1.5% for the year. Laws in 8 U.S. states recently changed to permit wider distribution of canned cocktails into locations that previously sold only beer. Grandview Research estimates the hard tea market will reach $14.5 billion by 2030, up from $1.99 billion in 2021. Surfside, at 100 calories with 2 grams of sugar and zero bubbles, is made with real tea and real juice and is now sold in 50 states. Flavors include peach green tea, mango green tea, strawberry lemonade, and lemon-flavored green tea in 12 fluid-ounce cans with an ABV of 4.5%. Sales by volume of FMBs like White Claw and Legacy Hard Teas and Lemonades like Mike's Hard Lemonade, made with malt, declined 10% this year. Hard-malted teas are down 4% so far in 2025, according to Nielsen IQ. Citing Nielsen IQ, Forbes reported Surfside grew by 360% compared to 2024 and estimated the brand value at $500 million. Parent company Stateside Vodka launched in 2015 and by 2018 was the biggest spirit maker in Pennsylvania with 5,000 cases sold. The following year, sales grew nearly fourfold with more than 17,000 cases, and by 2020, Stateside hit $2 million in sales, according to Forbes. Spirit-based hard lemonades have grown by 96%, and hard teas grew by more than 168% in 2025. Quote, "The use of crafted vodka and big flavor has been part of the secret to its success," end quote, according to Duane Sanford, publisher of Georgia-based Beverage Digest. And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hi, I'm Nish. I grew up in an organic tea farm and founded Nepal Tea Collective in 2016. Tea is not just a beverage for me, but a catalyst for social change, sustainably empowering hardworking artisans like my parents for the past 30 years. I'm on a mission to make the whole world aware of the goodness of Nepali teas and the good that comes from supporting growers in this remarkable land. If you haven't tasted Nepali teas yet, you're missing out. Our award-winning teas are making headlines. Find out why. Visit Nepal Tea Collective's website to get a free sample of this extraordinary taste of the Himalayas. That's nepalteacollective.com. Or just send me an email at nish, N-I-S-H, at nepalteacollective.com. Cheers.
Known for blending traditional craftsmanship with modern innovation, Indy Gurinder Kahana, managing director at T&T's, co-founded the Tea Studio to make a wide variety of teas on demand. This specialty manufacturing facility produces artisanal small-batch teas, including India's first compressed teas modeled on Chinese pu'er. The Tea Studio's commercial success and award-winning teas over the past 7 years reflect both Indy's and his daughter Muskan's passion for quality and a dedication to expanding India's presence in the global specialty tea market. With nearly 50 years in tea, Indy's journey is as rich and nuanced as the leaves he selects, a perfect metaphor for the conversation that follows. Indy Kahana says he is proud to have started his career in tea from the very bottom, planting, pruning, and tending the bushes. Quote, "That early exposure gave me a deep respect for the craft," end quote, he says. Indy was an assistant estate superintendent at Malayam Plantations in the Kerala High Ranges beginning in 1975 and worked as an estate manager in Assam for 11 years. He founded T&T's in 1990 and has been offering retailers gourmet quality organic and conventional teas for the past years. His advice as a consultant is widely sought. Quote, "Over time, I realized that tea isn't just an agricultural product. It's a living, breathing culture. The people, the landscapes, and the constant learning kept me engaged. And even today, I feel there's still more to discover," end quote, says Kahana. Thank you so much for joining me on the T-Biz podcast. It's a great pleasure to talk with you again. I'm looking forward to visiting, and I wanted to share with our listeners some of the innovative and interesting things that you're doing at the studio. So will you give us a quick overview of your work there?
And I say this rather, it's 50 years of experience in tea, which has brought me to where we are. You know, I learned a lot from the Chinese. I was traveling in China for a considerable amount of time and very regularly. And I have spent time seeing what they do. And I've always admired and respected their dedication to tea, their respect for the product. And I just wanted to replicate that. And so the tea studio is actually built on the Chinese model, but with the difference that we do a multiplicity of types of teas. Unlike in China, where if you go to a particular region, you're looking at one sort of tea. Uh-huh. But we've just taken that same ethos and done it here.
You're also innovating on the supply side. Most tea wholesalers send out hundreds of samples and then knock on retail sellers' doors, hoping they will buy their tea. In contrast, the studio processes tea on demand in styles that retailers find are in demand with their customers. Can you outline your approach as a wholesaler that partners with retailers to supply customer favorites and the quantities they require?
The tea studio only produces the teas. We continue to be strictly a B2B business model. But where the teas are supplied only to those who are investors or partners in the tea studio, which includes Camellia Sinensis in Canada. We have Le Jardin du Gaia in France, near Strasbourg, and a company called Oxalis in the Czech Republic. Now, these are all well-established tea retailers who know their market and the consumer. I also try, I believe I understand the market. It's a model which is working well, and it's basically with Camellia Sinensis because nobody knows the North American market better than they for high-quality specialty teas.
I'm interested in learning more about your inspiration and how you develop compressed tea cakes. What target markets are you considering? And what kind of demand exists for these teas? Additionally, could you share some insight into this bold and innovative statement about what you believe consumers want?
You see, when we set up the tea studio, it was all set up with Chinese machinery. And we had a Chinese engineer and two tea masters come to help us when we were setting up the place. And they told us very categorically that, look, with this range of machinery which you have put in place in the tea studio, you will be able to make four types of teas. When they were talking about types, they were talking about, well, the shapes and the fact whether it would be green or black. In the 6 years since we've set it up, Muskan, my daughter, who actually runs the tea studio, she keeps trying all sorts of things. Most of the time, I don't even know what she's doing. But at the end of it all, we now have 17 distinct standalone teas which we offer out. They include a range of greens, whites, blacks, oolongs, tapua, roasted greens. So we've actually got this whole range of teas, and we were thinking, what can we do further? And the idea of these tea cakes has always been a very excited me, because it's never been done, well, as far as I know, outside China. And we thought about it, and well, to be absolutely honest, we haven't really, we don't really know, or we never investigated whether there would be a consumer demand for it or not, but we just thought we should just take a further step. So, yes, it has been a challenge. Muskan spent, she has spent 7, 8, 9 months experimenting with active help from Kevin when he was here for a week, and then Jasmine. I presume you know Jasmine, that's one of the partners of the of Camellia Sinensis. So Jasmine also came in, pitched in, And between the three of them, they've got it right. Muskan made a tea with a pour, which is a sheng pour, and then extended it into a white tea, the white tea cake made with the peony, which is a very large open leaf, and it was very difficult to mold. But she cracked that one. And while I was away traveling last month, in my absence, she's been fiddling around. And now we have not just a pour and a white peony. We have tea cakes made from black tea, green tea, oolong teas. Again, something which has never been done before.
It's interesting that you have the freedom to experiment with a product just for the sake of learning.
I just want to expand on that a little further. So unlike any tea factory you go to, in the tea studio, we do not have any grading mechanism. We have no sorting machines. We have nothing. The tea we produce is the tea which is made absolutely independent of the others, and we do not hold anything like stock. Any tea which is ordered, whether it is for 5 kgs or 100 kgs or 200 kgs, is produced only against order. The reason being that since we have 17 distinct teas, we never know what a particular buyer wants. So only when we get the order is that actually the leaf comes in and is the tea produced. So whatever is sold out is, well, depending on the size of the order, could be as young as 2 weeks to maybe a month, month and a half old max. That's it.
So how much tea are you producing at this point?
We are equipped for producing 10 tons, which is what I had expected. And we had expected that we would get only about 100 kilograms of leaf per day. Muskan has managed to move that up, and there have been days where she's crazy. She's handled as much as 350 kilos. But having said that, it's in spurts. So while we are equipped for producing 10 tons of tea, what the maximum we produced, which was last year, is about 7 tons. We're still aiming for reaching the 10 tons, but it's 7 tons of standalone innovative teas, let's put it this way.
What makes your offer unique, and what is the advantage to the retailer in dealing with someone like you whose focus is quality?
As a buyer, I would be wondering whether I can sell these high-quality teas to my consumer.
Right.
So it's a tough one. So whatever I, as say, T&Ts have sold is only built on relationships. Sending out samples and things just doesn't work for teas like this. It has to be, you have to sit across from people, you have to explain to them, they have to taste it. And, there's always this hope. It's like a fishing expedition. You're hoping that, all right, fine, I'm casting out. And maybe out of my 17, somebody might show interest in 2 or 3. And that for us is great. So let me put it this way. Every sale is a hard sale because I have to explain to my consumer, and I'm talking as a buyer, I have to explain to my consumer why a particular tea is different and why I would recommend it to somebody. It requires communication, which has to be done at the retailer end. And that's a tough one.
When retailers market your teas, are they promoting the studio and talking about your process, or do you think they're more focused on aroma and the taste and the way the leaf looks?
It's the uniqueness. I think this is just a wild number, but I'd say over 90% of the teas which are sold at the retail level are basically grades, the grades of the same tea. And there's no innovation involved in them. They come out of an industrial sort of production model, whereas ours are these artisanally crafted teas with a couple of USPs which help us sell the teas. Whether the retailers or the distributors or the purveyors accept those innovations or those USPs, I don't really know. But yes, I have had feedback that they're all very impressed with the fact that, ours is a total 100% women-run operation. We are 100% environmentally friendly in the sense that we don't use any fossil fuel. Our fuel is only LPG. Our electricity is solar generated. The leaf we get comes from small marginal tribal farmers whom we support. So it's all adding up to being a very nice, I would say a basket of USPs. Now, which one appeals to a particular person, it's difficult to say.
Do you agree that the path forward for tea, whether as a commodity or specialty, is innovation based on a sustainable foundation rooted in quality?
You can't put your feet in two boats. Yeah, it's either quality or quantity. If you put your feet in those two boats and those two boats pull apart, the only thing that's going to get wet is your ass. I mean, I'm very clear on that. Dan, you see what the big difference which has come into, and I'm talking about now the industrial producers. When I'm talking about industry, I'm talking about the corporates. They are not run by tea people. They are run by accountants. And that, to me, is a huge change in the industry. Back in the day, tea plantations were run by tea planters who understand the product, who understand the ethos, who actually have some link to the product. The accountant says nothing of that. He's only looking at his bottom line, and he will do things which are absolutely contrary to what is an accepted answer. It's an agricultural produce. You are dependent on weather. You are 100% dependent on weather conditions, soil. There's a zillion things which come into it. But I'm sorry, but it's not numbers which come into it. I'll just interject with a little anecdote. I'm talking about when I was in Assam. This was in the 1980s. I was in charge of a factory called Doidam, which was on Doidam Estate. It was a huge estate, so over 1,900 hectares. It had four divisions and it had one factory. At the peak of the season, which would be post 15th August through till through end of October, we used to get leaf which was coming out of our ears. I mean, I used to handle 120,000 kilograms of leaf coming in every single day. Could I be bothered about quality? My sole aim in life was somehow to change that green to black. What I'm trying to say is that we were not equipped to handle that sort of quantity, but we had to handle it. And the end result is, yes, quality suffers. There's no two ways about it. There's no two ways about it. Which brings us back to the tea studio. We're not even a tea manufacturer. It's called a tea studio for the purpose. There is a tea studio. We are artisanal. We're not interested in the quality, in the quantity. Yes, we would love to hit our 10 tons, but what is our prime objective is the quality. We cannot send out teas which do not meet the quality mark.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of tea biz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the Tea Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
News. Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings. And it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.